Howdy, and welcome to the Next Step to Success podcast, where we talk about relevant topics, discuss tips, and have important conversations in AgriLife Extension.
This is Daryl Drumgoole, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of Next Step to Success podcast with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. I'm an extension specialist and associate professor in program development with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. And today we have with us Todd Swift, who is a regional program leader in the South region and has a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge related to program development. Todd, why don't you start out by telling everybody a little bit about yourself and your position?
Sure, Daryl. Thanks for having me, and glad to join. As a regional program leader, we focus with agents on having exactly that, a quality program. And a quality program involves program development steps. And if the agents have really used the program development process, they're going to have a high-quality, relevant program to the folks of Texas. And so program development is really what we do, and making sure we have a quality product out there to offer the people in Texas.
Okay, good. Todd, earlier this week we posted a blog related to effective training of committee members. So I wanted to talk about that just a little bit today and maybe elaborate more about that as we give them some real life examples of how training can correlate to more effective programming that will correlate to a more effective program. But first of all, I'd like to ask you, how important do you think it is for committee members to have an understanding of their role and responsibility?
Well, that's key, and as I mentioned already about the program development process, we ask volunteers to serve as committee members at different levels with our program. So extremely important that they understand what we're asking them to do. What are their responsibilities? What are they going to actually be doing to help our program? So extremely important that they understand the philosophy of Extension, that they understand the mission of Extension, and that they also understand that we're educational in nature and that we're looking to measure our impact of our program as well. So they're engaged, should be engaged at all levels of the process, from helping us to plan, implement, and then evaluate, and then reset all of that and start over again. So they've got to understand what Extension is, that they are extremely important as human resources, as volunteers, and that they help us, and they have a passion for educational mission as Extension educators. So mobilizing volunteers and committee members, being purposeful in our orientation and training, is really key for our agents to have effective committees in place.
Good. What are some responsibilities that you can think of off the top of your head for committee members?
Well, the first thing I think of, Daryl, is they got to be willing to commit to what we're doing and to show up. I mean, to be engaged. Mm-hmm. And so we have to find those people, again, that are passionate about the program, about the mission of Extension. They have some time that they can dedicate to be engaged. And, time's valuable to people these days. We're all busy. But they have, that's a key thing. They've got to be willing to engage with us. They have to understand, again, our program development process a little bit. They don't have to be experts on it, but they have to understand that we plan, we implement, then we evaluate, then we reset, and we look again at the needs of the community. And so they understand that they're involved in all phases of Extension program development model, and that they clearly understand Extension's mission and what we're about. And I think for the most part, committee members know that, but we got to be cognizant and aware that there's new members coming on and they may not.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I found that, you know, a lot of people that are participating in our program that we ask to be our volunteers, they have a pretty good knowledge of the area that they're associated with, but they don't really understand the scope of extension as a whole. So, you know, that orientation sometimes is really helpful in them understanding the agency in general and our mission. So, anyway, what are some strategies? What are some strategies agents could employ to ensure committee members or clearly understand extension and its mission?
Well, I think it's important at any program or even committee meeting, and we're talking about committee, so to constantly go back over there, have the extension mission covered at each meeting, and just to refocus us as to what we're about. An old DEA that you worked with, Terry Lockamy, always said, and I always appreciate this, he said, when we're looking at something we're doing in extension, what educational value does this have? Mm-hmm. And so if we can answer that yes, this is educational value, that's really what we're about, and not get sidetracked into some other things, which we're service, you know, service is in our name, and service is part of what we do. But we got to keep in mind, always focused as really what our mission is. So we got to train our members so they're, again, they adequately understand what we're about, and unbiased, relevant, factual information. And that's key. That's really what we're built on. It's mm-hmm. our foundation. And so that's important that we always cover those in our programming, in our planning, and really in our evaluation documents, interpretation documents.
Do you, if agents were trying to put together a very comprehensive list of topics for an agenda to really orient and to train a committee member, do you have some suggestions of some things that they might want to include in that agenda?
Well, sure, and that's important. That's key too, to always have an agenda. As I mentioned earlier, people are busy, and so they want to get to a meeting. There's some that want to hang around and visit and that kind of thing after the meeting, but get to the meat of why you're there. So having an agenda will keep you on track, and some things that you would want to cover through there, specific topics, could be the history of extension, the purpose of extension, mandates that we have to follow as extension educators, our funding sources. There's a lot of folks out there that don't understand where our funding comes from, Daryl, and that we're funded from a number of different sources. So explain that. Explain our relationship to the county. Our county partners and county commissioners' courts are extremely important to us, as well as our connection to the Texas A&M University system, our sister agencies that can help us. And so partners and us being the door to extension or to the A&M University system is important as extension agents. Also, you could cover program development, as we talked about the program development model, that they understand what that is, as educators to clearly define how we communicate as extension, how we identify issues, how we develop relevant programs and interventions, and to address those issues, and then go over the role of that committee member, as we talked about earlier, that they clearly understand what you're asking them to do. All volunteers, I think, have that need. They want to volunteer. They want to be involved, but you have to lay out some expectations to them as to what they're going to do. People want to know what they're expected to do when they're asked to volunteer, or they want to volunteer. So make sure that they understand their role, and that they're part of the team, that they would advocate for extension, and they would they feel part of that team and enjoy the successes that we would have as county extension agents and county extension programs.
I think that's key, Todd. That last statement you made, I don't know how many times as a district director or a regional program director when I was serving in those roles, did I have county commissioners and even sometimes a state representative come to me and say, hey, one of y'all's committee members in X County came up to me at the coffee shop last Saturday morning and said they couldn't say enough good things about extension. He said, they'd always say, we really appreciate that input, and always say that was unsolicited and that was very effective. So I think that's a very effective and very important that they realize that they have a big impact sometimes of what they say, and when they say things to certain people, it has a big impact. It has a big impact for us, and especially if it's unsolicited. I think that's we can't hardly write that script very well sometimes for them. So anyway, once we get those guys kind of oriented and stuff, is there any kind of continuing education that they need to have, do you think, to Todd, to be effective I guess what I'm trying to get at is that we're asking these people to be visionaries, to look down the road and see where extension needs to be positioned from an educational standpoint in the now and in the future. You know, what can we do to help them to be better equipped to do that, I guess, and what are some training do we need to provide in an ongoing basis?
Well, I think, from my personal experience, Darrell, if you have those committee members come in and you always want to provide them with just a real brief special, a little bit of a special knowledge or special document that you could provide them that not everybody else has. So that gives them, feeling like, hey, I'm getting a little extra here for attending this meeting. But we always have to consider training and orientation. And all the points that we just talked about, you don't have to go over those every meeting, but you probably should incorporate them in there on an annual basis at some point. And realize, I think another key thing that we need to think about, there's people that have been on these committees for years. As I said earlier, people are busy. They may need to rotate off, and you have to need a plan to rotate new members on, put new blood, so to speak, and give other people the opportunity. And sometimes we get complacent, and we've got a functioning committee, and it's the same people year after year. And so when you're rotating new people on, you have to have a plan to train and orient and have orientation for those people. Subject matter updates as what I just said, providing those people with some little bit of knowledge. Maybe they're a cotton program area committee, and so any tidbit that specialists provide on cotton. So subject matter, industry trends, what's going on with cotton prices and cotton marketing. For example, newer emergency technologies, and I'm using again cotton as an example because that's an area that's constantly changing. So we've got to be up to speed. We have to offer our committee folks those kinds of information, and they're going to appreciate that and help us get a plan to get that knowledge out to everybody. Leadership, people get involved in these committees, they're possibly a leader already in the community, but if not, their involvement with extension program committees can help them become a better leader themselves. So enlist other experts, even our specialists, bringing them into a committee meeting, other folks in the community that can help bring subject matter, bring expertise into that committee room is important. So use our technology today. We have Link and we have Skype and just teleconference, all kinds of ways to bring folks into a committee member, have them engaged in our county program.
Finally, Scott, Todd, what I wanted to ask you was, What are the benefits for the agents providing this type of training? What do you see as the benefit for the agent and the program?
Well, I've talked to a number of successful agents in my career, and they all say if you've had a few truly functioning committees, I mean those that are really highly engaged, highly functioning, you're very lucky in your extension career. And that's what we all should be working toward, having one of those types of committees, because, boy, if you get one as an agent, you're set, and it's achieving the mission of extension. And if you leave, then that committee structure is going to continue to function. The new agent can come in there and be plugged in right away. So that's a key thing, is we have turnover for a community to continue an effective extension program. But as far as an agent, if they want to be high performing and be looked at when they go through their performance evaluation, if they've got functioning committees, they're more than likely they're going to have a successful program. So that's a big thing. Having those committee members have an ownership in that program, that they believe it's partly theirs, and it is, because they're citizens of Texas that we serve. And so get them involved, get them engaged, and as you said earlier, they're going to be willing to advocate for extension just without being asked at certain times, which could be truly key for us with a certain stakeholder that could be really important to us. So they're going to be willing to do that even without being asked. So the bottom line is those committee members are involved and plugged into extension, they're going to be, our advocates out there. They're going to share our mission and educating the folks of Texas and to help Texas better their lives. And so they're just going to be right along beside us.
Good. Ty, this has been a great discussion. I really enjoy talking and visiting about this kind of stuff. Why don't we plan on doing this again sometime? Let's just get together and talk about program development and good programs. That's kind of those are good topics to be talking about in extension, isn't it?
Sure, Daryl. I enjoy the podcast.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. We hope you took away some great advice. If you like this show, please be sure to share the podcast with fellow Extension educators. And if you want more information about the topics discussed in today's podcast, please check out our website at agrilife.org/OD or call Daryl Drumgoole at 979-845-0855. Stay tuned for future Next Step to Success podcasts.